家在为这些苗族来祷告的时候。
I'm going to tell you a story about a minister by the name of John Lee, who's a monk.
我要跟各位来讲到一个故事，一个牧师，一个传道人，他的名字叫做约翰的，他是也是一个苗族的人。
He bears a likeness of Chinese name Lee. The last name is Lee.
他的双亲是喜欢中国的名字。
No, his last name is Lee.
对不起，
像中国人。
他的姓是姓李，蛮像中国人的姓。
He moved to Sacramento a couple of years ago.
他几年前搬到撒加缅度。
He was an FEBC staff.
他是远东广播公司的同工之一。
The reason he moved there for two reasons.
他搬到那里的原因有两个原因。
One is because Sacramento is one of the three places where most monks congregate.
一个原因之一是说撒加缅度是三个主要苗族聚集的地方之一。
One in Sacramento, the other in Fresno, the third one in Santa Ana.
一个是在撒加缅度，一个是在 Fresno, 另外一个是在圣塔安娜。
I think they like California.
我想他们是喜欢加州的。
And the reason for Sacramento and Fresno is because there's some farmland.
之所以他们在前两个地方这么多的人聚在那边，是因为那里有农地。
John and his wife and the family moved there because the economy was bad and he could not be supported by FEBC.only from their resources.
约翰和他的妻子他的家人搬到那边去，因为那个时候经济并不景气，远东广播公司没有办法支持他们。
So he went there also as a pastor to one of the churches there.
所以他去了那里，要在苗族当中做一个教会做牧师。
So you see, he took two jobs.
所以你知道他有两个工作。
He worked very hard.
他工作辛勤。
And produced quality.Programs for FEBC.
也为了远东广播公司制作很好的节目。
He has a home studio in his garage.
在他的车房里面，他有做这个可以有这样制作节目的地方。
But unfortunately, he passed away last year.
但是很不幸的是，他去年的时候去世了。
He was only 45 years old.
他只有45岁。
I wasn't able to attend his funeral.
我没有办法参加他的追思礼拜。
Our president Jim Bowman went there.
我们的这个总裁Bowman 先生去了那里。
He was so impressed.
他是留下很深刻的印象。
That over 1,000 people attended his funeral.
超过1000个人以上参加他的追思礼拜。
His church wasn't that big.
教会并没有那么大。
But over 1,000 people attended his funeral.
但是超过1000个以上的人参加他的追思礼拜。
Apparently, his broadcast ministry had a very large impression.
很明显的可以看到说他的广播的节目有带来很大的冲击力。
Thousands of people were touched by him.
上千上万的人因为他的缘故受到影响。
You know, we've been praying for this unexpected thing that he passed away, he went to be with the Lord so early.
我们为这个事情祷告，因为他这么样子突然的去世，这么年轻的时候就蒙主统召。
We wonder who will pick up the baton, carry on the ministry.
我们在想说谁会接下他的这一个接力棒，再继续他的事工。
We were not worried after we saw such a huge funeral.
当我们看到这么大的追思礼拜的时候，我们就不再忧虑了。
For we know.Once the Lord starts working, He's going to finish it.
因为我们知道说，当主要开始的事工，他自己会来成就。
John Lee was impressive because his life was totally a manifestation of the salvation.
李约翰让人留下很深刻的印象，因为他的整个的生命里面完全显示出来了神的救恩福音。
When he spoke, people listened and they believe him.
当他在讲话的时候，人们倾听也相信他所讲的。
So this is the story I want to tell you.
这是我要跟各位分享的故事。
I don't know how I got to speak in English.
不明白为什么要开始讲英文。
今天早晨我要和大家分享的圣经从约翰福音开始。
This morning I want to share with you the scripture starting from the book of John.
大家看见今天我们的主题讲到神啊我的神。
You see our theme this year is Oh God, my God.
而我们就定规头一季我们讲的题目讲敬拜。
The theme for the first quarter is to be a worshipper.
当我在那里祷告寻求主的时候，我想我们应该选什么经文呢？
When I pray and sought his face and I wonder what kind of scripture shall we based on?
圣经里有很多很多关于敬拜的经文。
There's many scriptures concerning about worshipping.
我想做旧约里面很多很多，新约里面更多更多。
In the Old Testament, there are so many scriptures about it. Likewise, in the New Testament, that's even more.
但我就想到约翰福音第四章是主耶稣自己论到敬拜。
But I thought about John, chapter 4, Jesus himself talked about worship.
所以在我的信息里，我想这应该是一个非常，我们应该先看耶稣怎么样讲敬拜。
So in my message, I think that we ought to look at how Jesus viewed worship.
这段经文大家也非常熟悉。
I trust that you're all very familiar with this passage.
很多时候，很多人知道这段经文是耶稣基督跟这个撒玛利亚妇人对话所产生的。
Many of us know that this passage came out from the dialogue between Jesus and that Samaritan woman.
那这段经文约翰福音第四章讲的是这个撒玛利亚妇人怎么信主的经过。
John chapter 4 talked about the process how the Samaritan woman came to believe the Lord.
那很多时候我们就觉得这段好像加插进去没有必要的。
Many a time we view this as a insert. It's not necessary to be in there.
但其实是有很大的关系。
But yet it's very related.
那这里所讲的，因为耶稣基督跟这个撒玛利亚妇人对话，也让我们明白什么叫做敬拜。
In the dialogue of Jesus and Samaritan woman, that helped us to understand what is worship.
所以我现在要求弟兄姊妹们，我们一起来读一段，读这段经文，从约翰福音四章十九节，我们可以读到二十四节。
I ask every one of us will read the Bible together, John chapter 4, verses 19 through 24.
第十九节，我们一起来读好吗
？Verse 19, we'll read together.
妇人说
Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus declared, Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews.Yet the time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth.
好，这里刚才我们也唱诗歌，时候将到，如今就是。真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
We sang that song just now that now it's the time those who truly worship God will worship him in spirit and in truth.
我们也就会很稀奇，当耶稣基督跟这个撒玛利亚妇人在谈话的时候，怎么这个话题转妇人会提到敬拜的事情呢？
We may wonder that when Jesus talked with this Samaritan woman, how come the Samaritan woman turned the topic into talking about worshiping God?
而这里这个妇人所问的问题又是非常特别的。
And the woman asked very unique question.
他说你们的祖宗在这山上礼拜你我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Our fathers worship on the mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
这里我们看见这个妇人一开始谈话的重点内容就是说在哪里敬拜。
The focus that when the woman first talking with Jesus is asking about where shall we worship?
他说是我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说在耶路撒冷敬拜。
She said that our fathers worship on this mountain, but you claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
你也可以看见在这个对话中间，这个妇人不大服气，是不是
？You could see that this woman really didn't like that kind of answer.
很显然的，她跟犹太人中间是有些过节。他们撒玛利亚妇人，尤其这个妇人，看见这撒玛利亚人跟犹太人有一些过节的。
Clearly, you could see some issues with.Reflected here as that the Samaritans and Jews do have some issues.
当他跟耶稣在那里对话之后，他不由得想起他们祖宗历史上所有一些的问题。
When she talked with Jesus, she couldn't help but reminded of the issues that her ancestors with Jews.
虽然他看出耶稣是先知，但是里面还是有很多的问题，提到说我们的祖宗跟你们祖宗不大一样的。
Though she realized that Jesus is prophet, that she mentioned that your ancestors and our And my ancestors are very different. I don't know if you know that the historic issues between Samaritans and Jews. If you study the Old Testament, you would understand because all the answers that the Bible had talked to us very clearly. Samaritans are not pure Jews.
因为你看，当以色列人被掳了之后，那个亚述王把一些外邦人搬到撒玛利亚这个地方。
When the Israelites were in captive, that Assyrian king had moved Jews to Samaria.
原因是为什么呢？因为当以色列人搬走之后，那个地方就有几个狮子进去咬了很多人。
The reason for that is after Israelites moved out, lions went there to eat up many people.
我不晓得是人占了狮子地方，狮子占人的地方。
I don't know whether men occupy the place that belonged to lion or vice versa.
那么当然，这个亚述君王说：“好，我派一些人进去住，那么就不会有狮子来了。”
The Assyrian king said that I'll send some people go there to stay there so that the lions would not be there.
所以他们把一些外邦人迁到撒玛利亚去。
So they moved Gentiles to Samaria.
那么撒玛利亚，他们说在这里敬拜的风俗是怎么样的呢？就他们就恢复了在撒玛利亚的敬拜。
So the Samaritan says that the tradition of their worship, then they resumed the worship in Samaria.
让那些有一些以色列人回去教导他们应当在那里怎么样敬拜神。
So some Israelites would teach them that how they should worship God.
所以你看这里所说撒玛利亚人他的纯种他就不是纯种的犹太人。
So that you know that Samaritans are not pure Jews.
不仅这样这个撒玛利亚敬拜的方式是什么呢
?Not only so, that in Samaria, how do they worship God?
你再回去看旧约在最早的时候撒玛利亚跟以色列从这个犹大分出来的时候。
That you go back to the Old Testament,as you can see that when Samaria departed from Judea, when Jeroboam established the kingdom in northern kingdom, that he brought golden calf in Samaria.
在北方的国家里面一个是蛋在北方的在最北面蛋然后以后在撒玛利亚就有拜牛犊的事情。
So they have this tradition that in the northern country, then as well as in Samaria, that they worship golden calf.
那么耶罗波安为什么要在北方在撒玛利亚在他自己的国家来建立这个新的敬拜的制度新的偶像呢
?Why did Jeroboam wanted to set up the new tradition in worshipping golden calf in his country?
因为他要用宗教的力量来巩固他的子民。
For he wanted to use religious power to firm up his people.
并且他说的话非常的恶毒。
But what he said was quite wicked.
他造了这个金牛犊之后就说这就是领你们出埃及地的耶和华。
When he created that golden calf, he said to the people that this is the Jehovah that led you out of Egypt.
很多犹太人很多以色列人没有知识的就以为这真是他们所敬拜的神。
Many Jews, many Israelites do not have any knowledge.And they truly believe that this is the one who led them out of Egypt.
当然也有些人真正认识神的像利未人他们就逃出来到南方的耶路撒冷去敬拜。
Some truly know God like Levites that they just escaped to the southern kingdom to worship.
弟兄姊妹所以你看在撒玛利亚敬拜和在耶路撒冷敬拜是一个问题。
So the issue whether you worship God in Jerusalem or in Samaria.
那弟兄姊妹们你知道这里的问题一方面撒玛利亚不是纯种的犹太人第二照我们来看照圣经来看他们的敬拜方式也不是正确的方式。
So brothers and sisters, you realize the issue that number one is Samaritans are not pure Jews. Secondly is that they worship God. It's not the true, genuine, right way worshiping God.
弟兄姊妹们我们看看耶稣基督的智慧。
Let us see how Jesus wisely handled this issue.
他有没有跟撒玛利亚夫人在这辩论应当在哪里敬拜神呢
?Did he debate against the Samaritan woman that where shall you worship?
耶路撒冷是大君王是神立民的居所耶路撒冷有圣殿建造那里在那里。
In Jerusalem, it's the great king that he set his people there that there's holy temple.
在 耶路撒冷敬拜是天经地义的事情。
It is so, obvious, necessary to worship God in Jerusalem.
耶稣基督大可以坐下来说，妇人你不懂，让我解释给你听。
Jesus Christ could sit down and say that, woman, you don't understand, let me explain this to you.
他可以引经据典把旧约讲得清清楚楚，告诉撒玛利亚妇人说，应当在哪里敬拜。
He could go by sight. All the references told the Samaritan woman clearly that, where shall you worship?
但是耶稣有没有这样做？
But Jesus do that way?
耶稣有没有这样知识？
Did he have that knowledge?
他为什么不这样做呢？
How come he didn't do that way?
所以我说这是耶稣的智慧。
So I say this is Jesus' wisdom.
我们是要救人，不是要救个道理。
We want to save people, not to save the doctrine.
所以当我们传福音的时候，千万要记住，不要跟人辩论。你把人辩赢了，没有什么好处，他不会信主。
So when we evangelize to others, that we need to know we shall not debate with others, even though you can win the person over debate, but the person may not come to the Lord.
但是耶稣有没有对这个问题置之不理呢？
But did Jesus not bother to answer this question?
耶稣很巧妙地对这个妇人说话。
Very wisely, Jesus said to this woman.
把这个问题呢转到不是对在什么地方敬拜，而是对谁来敬拜。
So he shifted the focus from where do you worship to whom you worship.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有听出来？刚才我说这个撒玛利亚妇人在耶稣对话中间还有一些些敌意。
Did you hear what I say just now that the Samaritan woman still had some hostility towards Jesus in their dialogue?
她说：“我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说。”应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
What she say? She say this. Our fathers worship on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你要晓得，每一个人做事都是自己以为对才这么样做的。
You know how when we do things, oftentimes we take a self-righteous attitude, then we will do it accordingly.
他因为自己以为对，才可以理直气壮的。
For they are to think that they're right, then they can be so, outspoken.
虽然他所以为对的理由可能不正确，像这撒玛利亚妇人一样，他理直气壮说：“我们的祖宗告诉我们。”
Though what they think is right, but maybe the reason is not accurate. Like this Samaritan woman, she says that our fathers told us this way.
若干年以前，大概十五年以前。
Several years ago, about 15 years ago.
你知道那时候我们唱的诗歌都是很老的诗歌，还没有新的诗歌。
You know, back then we sang quite old hymns, not the contemporary songs.
那你知道我在 Orange County 那是第一个把新诗引到中国教会来的人。
In Orange County, I was one of the very first few ones to lead those contemporary songs to Chinese churches.
我遇见两个问题。
I encountered two problems.
一个是老年人不喜欢唱新诗。
One is the senior citizens don't like to sing the contemporary songs.
你知道第二问题是什么？
You know,What's the second problem?
有些年轻人，他们的同学在美国教会，在本国人教会已经接受了新诗。
Some young folks that they go to American church, they accept contemporary songs.
他们认为我不会唱新诗。
They thought that I don't know how to sing the contemporary songs.
他们告诉我，新诗唱是要这样摇摇摆摆唱的。
They say that I have to have body motion to follow along the song.
哦，他甚至讲说你不懂什么叫 worship.
That they even say that 你不晓得什么叫敬拜。
Let me tell you, the young people are quite straightforward to me. They just told me point blank, you don't know how to worship, we do.
这些年轻人给我来说是非常的直接了当，他们说你不懂得怎么样子敬拜，但是我们懂得。
Did I have the wisdom of Jesus not to answer that?
那我有没有耶稣的智慧不这样给他们正面回答呢？
I didn't have the wisdom, but I feel humiliated.
我确实是有这样智慧，但是我觉得被他们侮辱了。
So I didn't know how to answer, so I didn't answer. It was not my wisdom.
所以我没有那样智慧，我不晓得怎么回答，所以我没有回答。
但是弟兄姊妹，我说这些敬拜的方式都是外面的。
But brothers and sisters, I say all these ways of worshiping that we see them externally.
你会拍手，会摇来摆去，这不表示你会敬拜。
You can clap, you can move around, it doesn't mean you know how to worship.
这里这个撒玛利亚妇人企图把这个重点放在一个外面的形式，在什么地方敬拜。
The Samaritan woman focused on the external manifestation. Where do you worship? The ways of worshiping God.
但是耶稣回答说什么呢？
But what did Jesus answer?
他说：“妇人，你当信我。”
Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman."
时候将到。你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
A time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
耶稣非常巧妙地把这个重点从一个地方转到 人的身上。
Very wisely, Jesus shifted from the focus of place to a person.
弟兄姊妹，你读读看前面第十九节里面妇人的话怎么说。
As you read in verse 19, how does this woman say?
妇人说，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的。是在应当礼拜的地方，是在耶路撒冷。
The woman said, "Our fathers worship on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem."
刚才我在后面跟陈弟兄就说眼睛不太好，手不够长了，这个看不见字啊。
Just now I talked to James, he says that his eyesight is not that great.
他说
his arms are not long enough. He couldn't see the
caps. 东西放地上就好了。
And then Kathy then says that you can lay your Bible on the floor, then you can see.
我的确圣经也看不太清楚哈。
I really cannot read that clearly either.
但你们圣经读得清楚人告诉我。
But those who can see the Bible, read the Bible clearly, tell me.
这里说礼拜有没有讲到对象啊？
Here, did it talk about the object that we worship?
你们年轻人读读看有没有讲到对象？
You young people,
对象有没有讲到？
Read it and tell me whether here talk about the object that we worship.
你可以看中文，也可以看英文哈。有没有讲对象？在十九节里面有没有讲敬拜的
对象？ Verse 19, did she talk about the object, the one that they worship towards?
有没有讲到对象？
Did it talk about?
啊，我耳朵也不好了，你们讲大声
点。My ears are not that great. Speak up loudly.
有没有讲到对象敬拜的对象
？They talk about to whom they worship.
十九节不是后面，十九节有没有
？Verse 19, not
yes or no?
Subsequent verses. Verse 19.
Definitely no, huh?
完全没有吗
？Definitely no.、Right?
一定没有的吗？
你知道中文圣经、英文圣经翻译的不错的。
You know that Chinese and English Bibles are translated great.
因为在原文里面也没有。
For the original text, it didn't mention anything either.
我们常常批评说圣经翻的不好，圣经翻的这个不好，那个版本不好，好的地方没有讲嘞。
Oftentimes we talk about the translation here is not good. That one part is not good, but the good parts we rarely mention about it.
就是因为约翰福音第四章十九节，他有没有翻礼拜的对象
？John four chapter verse 19, did they talk about to whom they worship？
中文翻译很传神的，不翻敬拜，翻礼拜啊。
Chinese translation is great. It's attending the worship, not talking about worship itself.
因为这个礼拜是说一个仪文。
It talks about the sacrament.
所以这里说，撒玛利亚夫人在那里说，我们的祖宗告诉我们，我们的祖宗在这个山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷，这个争执点的地方。
So the point of the debate is that our forefathers told us to worship on this mountain, but you say the place that we must worship is in Jerusalem.
耶稣提醒他，真正的敬拜不是地方，是对象的问题。
Jesus reminded her that the genuine true worship is not concerning about the place, rather it's to whom you worship.
主耶稣提出来说，你们拜父。
Jesus says that you worship the Father.
二十一节说你们拜父。
When you will worship the Father,
也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
所以说很巧妙，把这个问题的重点离开了一个争执的考虑，而带进一个新的主题：到底你在敬拜谁
？Very wisely, Jesus moved from the point of debate where to worship to the focus that.Whom do you worship?
也许你读二十一节，你还不大相信我讲。读二十节还不大相信，二十一节还不大相信我所讲的这转移，这个耶稣基督转移的巧妙。
Perhaps on verse 21, as you read it, you probably will not believe that how smooth and wisely Jesus shift the focus.
你看二十二节怎么说的
？Verse 22 it says this way:
你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩。是从犹太人出来的。
You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. For salvation is from the Jews.
耶稣真正是要把话题从一个地方转到人身上。
Really, Jesus wanted to shift the focus from place to whom we worship.
耶稣说：“你们所拜的，你们不知道。”
Jesus said that you do not know who you worship.
我们所拜的，我们知道。
We worship what we do now.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们敬拜啊？
Brothers and sisters, why do we worship?
不是因为我们在什么地方敬拜，生命泉教会真的了不起，是个敬拜的好地方，是不是这样？
It's not where we worship, it's not like River of Life Community Church, it's a great place it's a good place to come and worship.
而是因为我们知道我们敬拜的是谁。
Rather that we know whom we worship.
这里耶稣讲的话真是很简单，他说你们拜父。
What Jesus says is very succinct. You worship the Father.
为什么耶稣说父？
Why did Jesus say the Father?
因为这位接受敬拜的对象是耶稣的父。
Because the one who receives worship is the Father of Jesus.
他所称呼，口里所称的父，对耶稣有极为亲切，极为重要的意义。
What he calls the Father that has a close, very significant, important meaning to Jesus.
他能够很自然说出来，敬拜父。
He could naturally say that to worship the Father.
弟兄姊妹们，在这个点上，中国人太严谨了，不能叫父。
Brothers and sisters, Chinese are so serious about this issue. We can call the Father.
我们通常说什么？至少要加个神呢，父神呢。
Oftentimes we added God the Father.
你看，在英文里面祷告很自然 ，Our Heavenly Father， 我们的父。
In English, it's so natural, it flows out as our Heavenly Father, our Father.
我听弟兄姊妹们听中国人用中文祷告的，很少一开始说父啊。
As I heard Chinese to pray, rarely that they use Chinese to begin with, they would call him Father.
而是说，至少说神啊。
Start with God.
是不是这样？我的观察对不对？
Is my observation right?
但是在这个观察的背后的结论是什么？
But the conclusion behind my observation is,
中国人的文化比较畏惧那种亲密的关系。
We Chinese culture often are afraid of that sense of intimacy.
甚至有些时候对我们真正肉身的父亲也是因为这个畏惧的关系而保持一点距离。
Even for our earthly father, because of sense of fearfulness, that we maintain some kind of distance.
在我看，在这里，新春跟他的父亲、母亲关系最好了。
As I see that Eddie really have great relationship with his parents.
但是我看呢，新春跟他的妈妈还靠近一点，因为妈妈做好吃东西。
I see that Eddie is actually closer to his mother because his mother is a great cook.
我不晓得是不是这样哈。
I don't know whether that's true.
在你们关系中间，是不是跟父亲的关系好像不如跟母亲的关系
？In your relationship, is that you have a closer relationship with your mom than with your father?
但是这里耶稣的话鼓励我们跟我们的父有一个非常亲密的关系。
But here, what Jesus said really encourages us to have a close, intimate relationship with our Father.
真正的敬拜是从关系，是从亲密的关系里面产生的。
True worship comes from the relationship, that intimate relationship.
当然，亲而不暇，中国人说不能够没有分寸。
Of course, to have that close relationship, but yet, to know the right way.
当我们敬拜神的时候，因为从我们个人和他亲密的关系里面，我们说他是我的父。
But as we worship God from our intimate relationship with God, we know that He is our Father.
他不仅是因为创造成了我的父。
Not only through creation, He is my Father.
更因为救恩成了我的父，救赎的关系他成了我的父。
But more so because of that redeeming relationship, the salvation, He is my Father.
你知道在旧约里面神最渴望的就是以色列人是他的儿子。
You know, in the Old Testament, God really desired for the Israelites to be His sons.
他说我要做你的父，你要做我的子。
He says that I'll be your father, you'll be my children.
当初大卫听见这句话的时候，一个直接的想法，我们读圣经就以为说他要把所罗门收为他的儿子。
When David heard this, that are for as the first reaction is that he wanted Solomon to be his son.
我不知道我讲这个话，弟兄姊妹知不知道我所引用的是大卫要建圣殿的时候，拿单对他所说的话，以后神对大卫启示，我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
I don't know if you know this context that when David intended to build a temple for God, Prophet Nathan told him about this, and then at the time God says that I'll be his father, he will be my son.
如果你不清楚，可以回去看撒母耳记。
If you don't know this, go back to refer to the first book of Samuel.
但是神不仅在那里对 大卫说这样的话。
Not only did God say to David at the time.
很多很多次的时候，神借着摩西对整个以色列人讲，说我要做他的父，他要做我的儿子。
Many times that God through Moses in the Old Testament, often God repeatedly say that I'll be his father, he will be my son.
因为神渴望要以色列人跟他有个亲密生命的关系。
For God desired for Israelites to have that intimate close.Life relationship with him.
就是当以色列人一再背弃神的时候，何西阿书里面也这样说。
Even when Israelites repeatedly rebel against God in the book of Hosea, that it also says something like this.
那里神的愤怒说，要给他们起名叫罗阿米、罗路哈马。
At the time that God was very angry with them and wanting to name them differently.
意思说不是我的儿女，我不要他们做我的子民。
Which means that they are not my children. I don't want them to be my people.
但是在神回心转意说要给他们改名叫阿米，叫路哈马。
But yet when God regretted that he wanted to change their names.
他们要做我的子民，要做我的儿女。
They shall be my people. They shall be my children.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有，在这里神渴望我们跟他有一个像父子一样亲密的关系。
So brothers and sisters, you realize that here God really desires for us to have a father-son relationship with him.
到新约的时候更是这样子，我们每个人都是神的儿子。
That is even so in the New Testament, that every one of us is the child of God.
约翰福音第一章就告诉我们说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就给他们权柄做神的儿子。
John chapter 1 says that yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
我知道在那里翻作儿女，中文翻作儿女，我特别讲儿子，因为我们现在讲儿子。
We know that they're talking about daughters and sons, but I especially say that it's the sons.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？神渴望借着救恩的原则，借着救恩的关系，叫我们确定跟他中间个人一个亲密的程度。
Brothers and sisters, you realize that God really desires through the relationship of the salvation or the principle that God really desires for us to have that father and child, daughter, son's close relationship with Him.
这个中国人很麻烦的。
Chinese are really troublesome sometimes.
领养的孩子到最后还说不是我生的。
That they adopt the children and to the end they will say this is not from me.
就是领养了已经跟在法律上合法的关系真正父子了，到有一天他不高兴说你看他不是我生的。
Even that they adopt the children legally that they have these children but yet one day they would say that you know I didn't give birth to him.
我们小孩子也很惧怕，等他不乖的时候，一听见说，到底妈妈我是不是你生的？也问这个问题是不是
？The when children sometimes when they misbehave, that they will be very afraid. They say, "Mom, did you really give birth to me?"
哎，新约里面认识我们认识神的人，做神的儿女，都是神所接纳的。
Brothers and sisters, that in the New Testament, everyone who received Jesus Christ to be His child is received by God.
你知道我认识一位基督徒的弟兄。
I know this Christian brother.
他领养了孩子。
He adopted children.
孩子长大以后问说我到底是不是你们生的。
When the child grew up and asked whether the parents gave birth to him.
这个父亲不能说谎。
The father could not lie.
但是他说了一句很有智慧的话。
But he said something really wisely.
他说孩子是我特别拣选你的。
He said, son, I especially choose you.
你知道被拣选跟接纳做神的儿子，这是更重要一件事。
You know that it's even more important that to be chosen, to be received as child of God is more important.
你特别是我拣选的。
You are the special one that I choose.
今天我们讲了非常严肃的事情。
We talk about something very serious.
你们看不看篮球啊
？You watch basketball.
Shaq O'Neal.
Shaq O'Neal.
嗯哼，他的父亲，生生的父亲，有一次说他要来认儿子。
His biological father once he said that he wanted to reconcile with his son or to recognize his son.
Shaq O'Neal 说我不认识你。
Shaq O'Neal says I don't know you.
我只有一位父亲。
Only one father.
那就是领养我，把我抚养长大，让我能有今天的我的父亲。
The one who adopted me, raised me, brought me to this day. That's my father.
我不知道弟兄姊妹看着这段新闻有什么感触。
I don't know how you felt when you heard about this news.
当我看见这段新闻的时候，我说，不管你喜不喜欢 Shackle Neal。
When I watched this news and I felt like regardless whether you like him or not,
这里有基督徒，有圣经里面所讲的真理。
Here it contains the truth that Christians or the Bible talked about.
我们每一个人都是神所生的，也是神所接纳的，神所选择的。
Every one of us that God gives us birth, God accepted, choose us.
这里说我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
Here it says that we worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews.
我已经讲了整个旧约以色列人历史，救恩从犹太人出来，对我们什么意义呢？
I talked about the Old Testament, the history of the Israelites. What does that mean that salvation is from the Jews?
假如你知道你已经承受了耶稣基督所给你的救恩。
If you know, then you must have received the salvation that Jesus gives you.
这个救恩带你认识父神，跟父神有儿子的关系。
This salvation brings you to know God the Father and then the Father-Son relationship.
这也是你敬拜的原因。
This is the reason why you worship.
当耶稣基督复活升天的时候，说了一句非常重要的话。
Before Jesus was resurrected, he said something that's very important.
他对玛利亚说什么？
What did he say to Mary?
他说，我要升上去见我的父。
I'm going to be ascended. I'm going to see my father.
也是你们的父。
And who is also your father?
见我的神，也是你们的神。
Meet my God, who is also your God.
因着耶稣基督救恩的完成，我们完全合法的得着了像耶稣基督做神儿子的地步。
For the fulfillment of Jesus Christ in salvation, that we legally we receive this right, this status.
耶稣基督只要是神儿子。
How did Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
今天你我在这个关系上也一样是神的儿子。
Likewise, you and I in this relationship, we are all His children.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督教导我们什么？
What did Jesus Christ teach us, brothers and sisters?
在一个生命的关系里面，我们才会懂得什么要敬拜父。
In this relationship that we would know how to worship the Father.
不仅这样，我们敬拜不仅是知道敬拜的对象，更要对他有认识。
Not only so, now we need to know the one we worship, but we need to come to have the knowledge of him.
我们对父神的认识越多，我们所以敬拜的原因也更多。
The more we have the knowledge of our Father, then we will know more reasons of why we worship Him.
这为什么？这就是为什么每个组织在这里敬拜中间有一部分要教导神的话语。
This is why that every Sunday as we worship here, there's a part that we want to teach the Word of God.
不错，因为我们知道敬拜的对象。
It's right because we know the one that we worship.
但是对于这个对象的认识有多深，却是一个时间的累积。
But yet, how much do we know the one we worship? It takes time.
我们的孩子对我们的认识也是慢慢增加的。
Our children will take time gradually get to know us.
我的孩子从前对我的认识不多。
My daughters did not used to know me that much in the past.
人家问他说，你的父亲干什么的？
When they ask, what does your father do?
他说我的父亲是改稿子的。
They say that my father would edit articles.
因为我一天到晚有空在家里就拿着稿子在改初中生图嘛。
Back then, because we have this magazine for All Saints, so at home, if I have time, I would edit the articles.
你看看现在已经第十几，不晓得第二十卷还多少卷，那就是有多少年了。
Now we have come to volume 20-some, so it means that we have 20-some years.
你算算看，我的孩子在五六岁的时候，他们是懂事，就是爸爸天天在改稿子。
So when my children were at 5 or 6 years old, when they understood things, that they only saw me editing articles.
他们也许还知道爸爸在教会里讲道的。
They also knew that father would preach at church.
但是不多。
But they don't know that much.
我的儿女一直到他们大学快要毕业的时候才知道，哦， 爸爸原来很幽默的。
Until they were about to graduate from college, they realized how humorous their father is.
因为他们印象里面，爸爸一天到晚都是板着脸孔讲话的。
In their impression that their fathers usually have strict face towards them.
我昨天讲到也不讲笑话的。
In the past, when I preach, I don't crack up jokes.
所以他们的印象在家里爸爸不笑的。
So at home, their impression is father didn't smile.
在教会里爸爸也不笑的。
At church, he didn't smile laughmuch either.
所以他们的结论，爸爸是不笑的。
So their conclusion is that their father didn't smile or laugh.
我花了很长的时间才叫我的儿女相信我是很有幽默感的。
It took me a long, long, long time for my daughters to believe that I have a sense of humor.
我从前的教会，我花了更长时间，到现在还没有完全叫他们相信我是很有幽默感的。
In my former church, it took me a long, long, long time, even to this time now, that some of them still didn't believe that I have a sense of humor.
你看见你们这里对父神的认识，因着我们时间、生命的成长会有不同。
It takes time and the growth of our life. Our knowledge of our Father may be different.
为什么我们常常觉得一个老练的人会带给我们生命？
How come we often feel a mature person will bring life to us?
因为在他祷告跟神讲话的时候。他读经认识神话语的时候，我们知道他所认识的超过我们所认识的。
For when he prays, when he talks with God, when he studies the Bible, read the words of God, we would realize that what he knows is exceeding us.
这就是为什么我们受感动的原因。
This is why we're touched.
所以不仅我们要认识所敬拜的，更要知道所敬拜的，并且不断的知道。
Not only that we need to know what we, whom we worship, we need to get to know them and continue to grow knowledge in him.
我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews.
底下耶稣又说一句话。
And then Jesus added something following that.
他说时候将到，如今就是了。
Yet the time is coming and has now come.
21节里面耶稣说妇人你当信我时候将到
Verse 21 Jesus said that Believe me woman A time is coming
现在主说时候将到现在如今就是了
And Jesus then said Yet a time is coming and has now come
为什么
Why
有两个原因
Two reasons
第一个耶稣说话的时候永远就是对的时间
First is that when Jesus says things that he is always in the right time context.
因为耶稣认为这个妇人已经懂得什么叫敬拜，现在就可以敬拜了。
For Jesus knew that this woman understood what worship is about, so she could worship now.
当然这里第二个原因可能包括了，因为耶稣知道整个的时代来讲，现在就是因为耶稣基督将要成全救恩了。
Yet from another perspective is that from the whole time perspective, Jesus knows that he soon will fulfill the salvation. So now is the time.
从神的时候来讲，当耶稣基督降世为人的时候，新约就开始了。
From the perspective of God, that when Jesus was born into this earth, the New Testament then thus began. Because in the Old Testament, there's no one ever seen God, only in the New Testament, that when his son manifests him, that's the beginning of the New Testament.
对于我们来讲更没有问题，如今就是了。
As for us, it's never a problem because now it's the time.
时候将到，如今就是了。
A time is coming and now it is this time.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
When the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
这里讲到怎么样敬拜。
Here it talked about how to worship.
讲到心灵和诚实。
'Tis in spirit and in truth.
也可以翻作用我们灵和用真理。
And then it can talk about to use our spirit to use truth.
当然真理的面表现在我们对他的信服信靠完全相信上面。
Of course, to manifest truth is to show our total obedience and surrender, total trust in him.
所以这个真理也可以翻作诚实。
So this truth can be translated as honesty.
好像这里 耶稣讲的话，这个敬拜者应当是用心灵，用他最真诚的表现来敬拜神。
So here Jesus talked about the worshippers ought to worship him in his most sincere, genuine, sense.
但是我们如果脱开这个主观的经历的话，我们要分析一下到底什么叫心灵诚实来敬拜。
Aside from our subjective experience, let's talk about what is to worship him in truth and in spirit.
用心灵的意思，用我们的灵。
In spirit, using our spirit.
那我们必须说到，今天我们这个人是有灵的。
So we must realize that we do have the spirits.
神造人的时候，就用他的气息吹在人的鼻孔里，圣经说他就成了有灵的活人。
When God created people, that he breathed the air into the nostril, then he became a man with the spirit.
这个灵是所以人能够敬拜神的原因。
This is because of the spirit that we can worship God.
这个灵也是我们刚才所说，所以我们和神能够有关系，亲密关系的原因。
This is because of the spirit that just now, like we say, that's the reason why we could have an intimate relationship with God.
这个灵今天也在你我的里面。
The spirit is also in you and in me.
因为神应许我们说，在我们信的人，他要把新的灵放在我们里面。
For God promised us that for those of us who believe in him, he will place a new spirit in us.
这个灵是我们得救之后所必然有的一个功能。
The spirit is after we, are saved, that we will experience that function.
当我们信主的时候，让圣灵进到我们心里的时候。
When we believe the Lord and invite the spirit to come into our heart.
神就借此点活了我们人里面这盏灯。
Through this, that God would lighten up the light, in our heart.
因此我们里面有光。
So we do have the light.
因此我们里面有爱。
So we have the love.
因此里面我们有能力。
So we have the power.
我们不知道这是圣灵还是我们自己的灵。
Sometimes we wonder whether it's the Holy Spirit or our own spirit.
但是没有关系，因为圣灵进来就是让我们灵里面能够活泼，能够健壮。
Sometimes that's okay because when the Holy Spirit comes into us, so that we can be alive, that we can be strong.
希伯来书九章十四节说，因着耶稣基督的宝血洁净我们的良心，叫我们能够侍奉这位永活的神。
The Hebrews 9:14 talk about because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ that can cleanse our conscience so that we can serve this living God.
这个良心的功用是在我们灵里面的。
The function of the conscience lies in our spirit.
意思就是说，这个良心叫我们最深处认识我们自己的光景。
Which means that the conscience would know us the most inner deep as part of us.
所以一个信徒应当是有良心的人。
So a believer ought to be someone who has conscience.
你千万不要被人说，如果有人说你这没有良心，你要好好的反省。
So if someone said that you really don't have any conscience, then you ought to really examine yourselves.
所以夫妻相骂的时候最好也不要这样说。
So when couples, argue with each other, don't ever use that word.
他可能暂时刚硬，但是里面的良心是知道的。
Perhaps he was stubborn for the moment, but yet the conscience in him would know.
我对这些夫妻中间吵架有经验的人，没有经验的人讲的啊。
For those who don't have the experience in terms of couples argument, this is what I'm talking about.
当你在你争吵的时候，实在良心不是没有感觉的。
When you argue, it's not that your conscience didn't feel a thing.
不过可能我们一时不能够顺服里面的感觉。
But perhaps at the moment that we couldn't yield into that sense of conscience, we couldn't soften up.
我之所以能够对没有经验的人讲，因为我是很有经验的。
The reason why I can say to those who don't have much experience because I have a lot of experiences in that area.
如果你有经验，可能你也会跟我讲一样的道。
If you have the experience, perhaps you'll give the same sermon as I do.
但弟兄姊妹，你注意到吗？我们讲这些事情用灵来敬拜神。
But brothers and sisters, when we talk about that, we worship God with spirit.
这个灵就是我们里面最深处跟神的关系。
The spirit is that in our, deep, utmost, sense of our relationship with God.
这个灵也就是我们今天所以为基督徒一个最基本的事物。
This is the spirit that concerns to the most basic things of Christians.
昨天我在Stephen 家里，我们在一起吃饭。
Yesterday we had dinner at Stephen's house.
他们都在讲节食。
They were talking about dieting.
我就很警觉。
I was very alert.
我就也觉得自己太胖了一点。
I felt like I'm a bit on the heavy side.
不过无论胖了瘦都有一个同样的灵。
But whether we are heavy or light skinny, we have the same spirit.
我不晓得胖子的灵是不是胖一点。
I don't know the spirit of those who are heavy are on the fat side.
灵就瘦一点，不晓得。
The skinny one has the skinny spirit.
但是正如我们讲身体的情况一样，我们的灵也有健康的时候，有不健康的时候。
But just like our physical condition, our spirit, some of us will be healthy, others not.
所以我们需要用神的话来帮助我们，校正我们，改变我们，来影响我们，使我们的灵里面刚强起来。
So we need the word of God to teach us, to correct us, to change us, so that the spirit inside of us can be strengthened.
这样的话，我们就能够很自然的在正常的情况里面敬拜神。
Doing so that we can worship God under normal condition.
刚才我已经提了一些关于真理的问题。
Just now I talked a bit about the truth.
现在时间不太够，我就跳过不讲。
Due to time constraint, I'll skip that.
最后我要提到一件事情。
Finally, I want to mention one thing.
这里三次这样说。
Three times here it mentioned this.
我们说说看是不是这样哈。
Let's see. Verse 23.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Yet the time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth.
这英文就讲得比较清楚，三次提到敬拜者。
Three times here talked about worshippers.
并且这里耶稣说神在寻找敬拜者。
Here, that God says that God seeks worshippers.
今天我们听见这篇耶稣的信息讲的用绝对不是一个真理而已。
Here we hear this message about that to worship God in spirit and truth. It's not only just a truth.
当我们听见这样的话的时候，我们应该问自己。
When we hear this message, we ought to ask ourselves.
你是不是一个敬拜者？我是不是一个敬拜者？
Are you a worshipper? Am I a worshipper?
如果你是一个敬拜者，
If you were a worshipper,
你就要晓得耶稣说说不在撒玛利亚，也不在耶路撒冷，而是你跟父神的关系。
Then you shall know that Jesus says that it's not in Samaria nor in Jerusalem, rather it's your relationship with God.
于是你自然会问，自然会下结论：今天不是我在教会里面怎么样敬拜，而是我在生命中间，在家庭中间，在我的工作中间，在我个人和神独处的时候，我怎样敬拜。
So naturally, you would ask and conclude that today it's not where I worship, rather it's in my life, in my work, in my family, when in my personal quiet time with God, how do I worship Him?
不是我到某个地方才去表现一种敬拜的仪式。
It's not where I go to express or to show the sacrament of worshiping.
因为你不能把敬拜的地方带在你的身上。
For you cannot bring worshiping place, on your own.
但是你必须跟父神中间，无论你在什么地方，都有一个敬拜的关系。
But wherever you are, you must develop that worship relationship with God the Father.
而且继续不断的来扩大，来增强你跟父神中间的关系。
Continue to expand and strengthen the relationship with the Father.
不仅刚开始从旧文里面你知道耶稣是神是你的父。
Not only from the salvation, you realize that God is your father.
并且不断的继续不断的更深的认识他，更多的知道他。
You need to continue to get to know him more and deeply.
如果你是一个敬拜者，你里面应当对神有更强烈不止息的更强的盼望，要不断认识他。
For you are a worshipper, that you really have a growing strong desire wanting to know him.
不仅这样，你更加应当常常在你自己的灵里面被提醒。
Not only so, you often need to be reminded in your spirit.
保持你灵的健康状况。
To maintain your spirit in a healthy condition.
主神。
Often come to in touch with God.
经常用神的话语，用真理来提醒我们自己。
Often use the word of God and truth to remind ourselves.
叫我们里外能够真实的表现。
So that we can truly manifest inside out.
就像我刚才所说，这位苗族的弟兄 John Lee 一样，他的生命表明他对神的真实认识。
Just like the Hmong brother John Lee that I talked about, through his life, he truly knew God.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实来拜他。
God is a spirit, so those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
让我们记住，神在寻找这样的敬拜者。
Let us remember that God seeks this kind of worshippers.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你今天所有真理的启示。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving truth.
借着你和撒玛利亚妇人的谈话，把极重要真理带给你的儿女。
Through the dialogue between you and the Samaritan woman, that you brought us very important truth.
主啊，父就是你的父，也是我们的父。
Lord, Father is your Father; He is also our Father.
神就是你的神，也是我们的神。
God is your God and is our God.
今天神正在寻找。用心灵，今天神正在寻找真实的敬拜者。
Now God is seekers.
主，既然你教导我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
God, since you teach us how to worship you in spirit and truth.
求主常借着圣经的真理提醒我们，教导我们，改变我们。
We ask the Lord often use the Bible or the truth to teach us and remind us and change us.
让我们的里外都能表现真理。
So that we can show truth inside out.
不仅这样，叫我们灵常被提醒。
Not only so, remind our spirit often.
求主常洁净我们。
We ask the Lord to often cleanse us.
保守我们。
Keep us.
让我们的灵能够与你有亲密的关系。
So that this relationship can continue to grow.
让我们越来越认识神。
So that we will get to know God more and more.
就是我们的神。
That who is our God?
认识我的父。
To know our Father, my Father.
主啊，求主恩待我们。
Lord, we ask you to have mercy on us.
我们这样祷告。
We pray all this.
把一切的荣耀、赞美、敬拜、感谢、爱戴、尊贵、权柄、能力、智慧、丰富，都赐给我，都归给我们的神。
May all the glory, praise, worship, love, adoration all be given to our God the Father.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.